Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, with a look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. A federal judge is delaying his decision on an Alabama law that could close some abortion clinics. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson told attorneys in June that he hoped to rule by the end of July, but Thompson notified attorneys yesterday that he needs extra time and will have a ruling by Monday. Thompson said he needs time to consider a federal appeals court ruling Tuesday that blocked a similar Mississippi law. Alabama's law requires doctors at abortion clinics to have approval to admit patients to nearby hospitals. Three of Alabama's five abortion clinics use out-of-town doctors who don't have admitting privileges. Proponents of the law say it's a safety measure to protect the health of women. Opponents say it restricts abortion through unnecessary regulation. Franklin County school officials say their safety plan for the upcoming school year will not include armed volunteers. Superintendent Gary Williams told AL.com that the safety plan includes training volunteers, teachers, and staff to deal with several issues that could arise, but does not include training them to handle firearms. Williams says the training can be completed online and will begin next week. The training system is expected to cost the school district $4,000 annually. Today kicks off Alabama's 9th annual back-to-school sales tax holiday. The back-to-school season is the second busiest shopping time of the year behind the winter holiday season and is expected to boost sales in Alabama. Nancy Dennis is the Director of Public Relations for the Alabama Retail Association. She says the holiday is so successful because it's not just for parents of school-age children.
Really, anybody can benefit from the sales tax holiday, and you don't have to, when you go up to the cash register, you don't have to show your student ID or anything. Anybody can participate and benefit from it.
The state's 4% sales tax is waived on clothing priced $100 or less, school supplies priced $50 or less, books at $30 or less, and computers priced at $750 or less. The tax holiday runs until midnight Sunday. Cannon fire and Civil War music will fill the air over the Alabama Gulf Coast tonight. A three-day event tonight to remember the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Mobile Bay during the Civil War. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins has more.
Tonight, visitors to Fort Morgan at the mouth of Mobile Bay will hear a cannon salute and a concert by musician Bobby Horton. Historian Craig Simons taught for 30 years at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. He says Union Admiral David Farragut and Confederate Admiral Franklin Buchanan each have landmarks named for them at the Academy. He says midshipmen better know Buchanan House is the home of the superintendent.
I'm not sure all of them know why, certainly not initially. Farragut has a practice football field. Whether that counts as equivalent to the library or not depends on who you are, I suppose.
The Academy Library is named for Admiral Chester Nimitz from World War II. Things get loud at Mobile Bay on Saturday with a 12-ship reenactment of the battle. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
And now for the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Friday includes a partly sunny sky. Temperatures top out in the mid to upper 80s. Look for a small chance for a few scattered storms. As for tonight, lows near 70. For the weekend, high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, partly sunny. A few scattered storms expected over the weekend. Risk of rain 40%. Back down to 30% chance for a stray storm or two on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.